Government says it is satisfied with the first round of talks with the International Monetary Fund for technical and financial support. The second round of talks will be held in Washington, U.S., where the government will be expected to clarify a few issues. Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur said this when the Swiss ambassador to Ghana, Gerhard Braga, paid a courtesy call on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. He said the government expects to receive the technical and financial support from the fund early next year. Seth Eya reports.
Vice President Mesa-Arthur explained that the government is not going for a bailout from the IMF. He said government is hoping to reach some form of agreement with the fund by January next year.
We're seeking technical and financial support from the fund, and it's important to see, because I think most of the time the press talk about a bailout. I don't know, there's nothing in the fund language that talks about a bailout. They're talking about technical and financial support. Technical support in the way in which it helps us to define the problems that as we see it, to find measures that are most likely to work. The measures that are going to work based on their experience with other countries, peer countries, what they've done, what we are seeking to do, that fall in line with the economic difficulties that the global economy is going through, and how the fund has will have access to some concessional resources that are cheaper than what is available from commercial sources. So,
Vice President Mesa-Arthur said government will next hold a meeting with the country's development partners and donor agencies over the measures to be agreed with the IMF.
We are very confident that we will reach agreement with the fund. And then, on the basis of that, we also then had some discussions with the group of donors, of bilateral donors that we have, in order to extend this the momentum of the discussions with the fund to bilateral collaborators also receive support.
The Swiss ambassador to Ghana, Gerhard Brugger, said investors from Switzerland are poised to further invest in Ghana. He said a business delegation from Switzerland will soon arrive in the country to explore investment opportunities.
As we know, the presidents of both countries are in York, and I know there is a meeting also that is scheduled between the two. And from our side, we are underlining the good level of cooperation we are having, especially also following on the business side in Switzerland of in coming to Ghana and establishing businesses and business relations with Ghana is there, definitely there.
The two leaders later held closed-door discussions on Ghana-Switzerland relations.